going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
John Lott writing in Real Clear Politics. America's never seen anything like this before. Closing people's accounts at banks and financial institutions, so-called debanking, gun control, and censorship, with a wide range of government agencies to target domestic terrorists, which the classified document just released by Tulsi Gabbard admits were people who had not committed any crime, nor were they suspected of committing any crime. Here's John Lott talking about what was in these declassified documents. Folks, this is a terrifying plan.
The one that they hid was very troubling because the thing they put out in 2021 made it look like they were just going after criminals, people who were committing crimes with regard to domestic terrorism. The one that was just declassified last week makes it very clear that they were going after non-criminals. They were looking at people simply based on their political views, whether they were using symbols like 2A for the Second Amendment, where they were using things like the Betsy Ross flag as ways of flagging people that may have views that the administration didn't like. But they did more than worry about censorship stuff. Or what they also try to do is cut what they'd call debanking, make it so that people couldn't go and use different financial institutions. So you have people like John Eastman, who is a lawyer, and other lawyers who were working for Trump after the 2020 election. They found that their bank accounts with Bank of America or other institutions were being closed. It's become clear that people based on their religious views or other political views were having their financial institutions closing their accounts that were there. When you had leaks come out, when whistleblowers would come out and say, look, they're spying on Catholics, or whether they're recording the license plates for people who had attended school board meetings and spoken out against some of the policies that were at the school boards, the Biden administration would go back and say, oh, we're only doing this because we're concerned about potential crimes or people who were actually involved in criminal activity. When you read what Tulsi Gabbard declassified last week, it's clear that they were looking at much more than people who were involved in criminal activity. And that, to me, is extremely concerning. It's a line that I don't think we've ever seen crossed by any administration in the past.
From John Lott's piece in Real Clear Politics, listen to this. Although he's talking about the unclassified version, okay? So there's the unclassified, okay. The unclassified version came out in 2021, but the classified version, the one they hid, folks, this is yet another example of the FBI, all these agencies classifying stuff so they could hide their own law breaking. So they can weaponize government against American citizens with whom they disagree. Listen to this paragraph from John Lott in Real Clear Politics about what Tulsi Gabbard just declassified. Although the original unclassified and newly declassified versions of the plan mention, quote, freedom of expression a few times. The updated version, in other words, the one we weren't allowed to see that Tulsi Gabbard just released, the updated version strongly suggests that censorship is necessary to protect both democracy and free speech. The language closely mirrors the European Digital Security Act, which claims to fight disinformation and hate speech through censorship in the name of safeguarding democratic values. You know what, so you know what's going on here? The DSA, which has led to really Chinese style and almost a Chinese level of censorship in Europe right now. People don't realize how bad it is in Europe. Like right now in the UK, for instance, they just had this stat 2 weeks ago, 30 people every single day are arrested for speech crimes, what they put on the internet. And I'm not talking about threats. They're not counting that. Like, you know, if you were to threaten to hurt somebody, that is obviously a crime. You can't do that. You'll be picked up here for that, and that's fine. No, I'm talking about speech crimes where they express things that the ruling socialist party doesn't like. And yeah, labor socialist. In other words, the Democrats wanted something like the European Digital Security Act so badly that they implemented it in secret. Wrote it, put it together, classified it, and implemented it in secret. The Biden administration obliterated the line between lawful expression and criminal intent by encouraging federal agencies to monitor speech that involved no criminal activity. Once you read the declassified version of the plan, it becomes clear that the Biden administration's actions weren't by accident.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Despite repeated public denials, it followed an explicit policy of identifying people based solely on their political views. You know what's, okay, this is what's terrifying. There was a hearing by this, and I am so afraid of this ruling coming out. There was a hearing by the Supreme Court over this. And the justices, even the supposed right-wing ones, seem very skeptical. Well, you know, the FBI has to be able to go to Facebook and say, hey, we can't have ISIS on there. You know, can you prove to us they were deliberately intimidating and forcing in some way the censorship? Well, they didn't have the proof then, in part because Zuckerberg wouldn't play ball. But we have it now.
We said, no, we're not going to take down humor and satire. We're not going to take down things that are true. And I don't know, then like all these different agencies and branches of government basically just like started investigating, coming after our company. It was brutal.
And that was him explaining why he censored things he knew were true. Once you read the declassified version of the plan, it becomes clear that the Biden administration's actions weren't by accident. So this is what they've tried to pretend. Well, you know, we were just trying to protect you from COVID and, you know, it was a pandemic and, you know, we didn't know that we were censoring true things. Okay, it is a bit weird that everything we censored ended up being true and there were no exceptions to that. But hey, it was an accident. No, this document shows otherwise. It shows an explicit, he writes, policy of identifying people based solely on their political views for censorship and debanking. In 2022, an FBI whistleblower exposed the rollout of related document, the FBI's Domestic Terrorism Symbols Guide. And I remember this. But what we didn't know then was that they were actually operating and debanking people and censoring people off of it. As Congressman Jim Jordan wrote in a letter to the FBI, turns out this was just one of the symbols they were using, to Director Christopher Wray, the guide advised agents to be suspicious of symbols like 2A, an imagery referencing the Second Amendment, also flagged historically significant emblems like the Betsy Ross flag and the Gadsden flag. They were criminalizing us, folks. You know why they were doing this? They had just stolen an election. They thought they were going to rule forever. They were going to be able to do this. They're fake voters. I mean, 36,000 illegals alone in Arizona voted. Biden only won that state in 2020 by 11,000. This was going to be the way it was going to be. At that point, and well through 2023, the Republican leadership denied there was even any fraudulent voting going on. They refused to even look at it. Heck, I couldn't even get Trump to do anything about it. This is why I finally threw my hands up with Trump at one point. He had $200 million, wasn't doing a thing. And that was, remember, in the fund to fight the election fraud. These Democrats thought that it was over. They were a one-party system now. And look what they did the second they thought they couldn't be defeated anymore. Even worse, by December 2023, this plan is now declassified, revealed the FBI categorized, quote, certain Catholic Americans as potential domestic terrorists. Yep. Remember, the FBI lied to Congress. FBI director should go to prison just for lying, just for perjury. He said, no, that was just a memo. We never infiltrated any churches. Actually, two separate FBI offices infiltrated churches and had recruited people to spy on traditional Catholics. They were already in the church. This is what China does. They were already in the churches. This is one of the reasons that I never could forgive Pope Francis. You know, he never spoke out against that. Never stood up for us. Never said a thing. It was cool with him. He good with it. You know why? He was at war with traditional Catholics in his own church too. So worked out good for him.